Okay, here we go.
And now it's time for another episode of Foul Monkeys.
Do you let children play hide and seek in your titties?
Yes. There's a nice little nook right in the middle
for your cranny.
That cracks me up every time, the cranny.
I know, right?
Right, welcome in the cranny.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Nicole.
And you have downloaded episode 200.
200!
I can't believe it.
That's only 200 pounds less than what you weigh.
Aww. Me. I hate you.
You love me.
Yeah, we can't see each other. I don't think it's going to be the same.
Well, it's
you
so
fucking
weird.
Whore.
Well, I'm in my room, like, laughing all retardedly. Maybe we should explain what we're doing. Oh, I heard myself.
You okay?
Yeah, I can hear myself on your thing, though.
How?
I just heard, like, an echo of me.
Are you okay, though, now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I heard it. I keep hearing it. It's me. I hear on you.
Like, how bad is it?
Like, I can, every time I say something, if I quiet for a minute, I can hear it.
Oh, it's delayed?
Yeah.
Oh,
see?
What the hell?
Delayed.
How delayed is it?
Like, 3 seconds.
Will you be okay?
I guess. It's just kind of frustrating.
Okay. Well, we'll work that out. We'll work that out in the next show. But anyway, we are recording actually through Skype.
Yes. And we're in different locations.
We're like 2 miles away from one another.
Yes, instead of 2 feet.
But we can't go outside because it's a frozen tundra right now.
Tundra. That's exactly what it is.
You know, it's so cold outside. Oh, it's so cold.
I know. I took the dogs out and I was like, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. My teeth were chit-chattering.
Not chit-chattering.
Yeah, they were. Like a chit-chat, but it's a chit-chattering.
So, actually, we're on Skype, and we're kind of doing this 200th episode on Skype, because we've been waiting forever to do it. And I also have to remember
that... Because Ricky sucks, and finally figured out how to do it.
I know. Thank you, Melanie. She helped me a lot. Tim Cormel helped me a lot. Thank you. Thank you, Tim from Terminally Single, for helping me. You guys are awesome. He was my guinea pig tonight while you were watching American Idol.
I have got to watch American Idol every night that it's on, so shut up.
Oh my god, it sucks. It literally sucks. No, it literally sucks.
You liked American Idol with, how many emails did we send back and forth at work? Oh my god, did you see so-and-so last night on Idol?
But yeah, you know what? I only watched like the last 5 people. I never watched the full thing.
Why?
Because the people that make a fool of themselves are fucking retarded.
No, that's what's the best part about it, is laughing at the horrible singers.
But you can always see that anywhere you go. We can go to, like, fucking Miami on the side of the street and see a crackhead do that.
Oh, I'm not a crackhead idol. You should have seen the lady tonight. She had a whole, like, printed out chart of medical body parts and was trying to say them, but she was calling the trachea the trachea.
What?
She, like, couldn't pronounce anything, and she was like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm singing from the wrong rectum. And they were like, huh, what? And she's like, you know, because you got to sing from the your limbotic cartilages or whatever. And they were like, what are you talking about? And she couldn't sing good either.
Why would somebody do that?
I don't have any idea.
Because people like you watch that stupid shit.
And my whole family. So shut up.
Shut up. So we got, like, a lot of phone calls to go over.
You're right. Oh, Ricky.
What?
We have to put the names. And we have to draw a name.
Well, we will.
The prize, but it's not.
Huh?
I thought we were going to... I thought we... Did you know why I'm laughing?
Because it's delayed.
No, I'm laughing because we're talking, but you can't see me, and I said that, but Ricky, and you're like, huh? How quiet, like...
It is kind of weird to record because we've always recorded in front of each other. So
I know.
And I think we laugh harder when we look at each other.
Because I can see your funny faces that you make.
Yeah, and I can see your ugly face that you make.
Fuck you. I'm trying to write a dirty email.
Oh, you are. Dirty. Oh, yes. Tell us about it.
No, we're doing phone calls. Let's do some.
Well, these are all the people that called in for our 200th episode. All these people are going to be entered into a contest to win Drew Ferguson's book. I know you guys probably forgot all about that, but yes, yeah. We still have it. And also a special prize in it.
Yeah, you're talking over me. Fuck.
Oh, don't you hate it, bitch?
I do.
All right, so here we go. This is the first call. This is, and I have these in alphabetical order. So,
when we hear the calls, what are we gonna do?
Well,
just say thanks for calling.
Well, yeah, and we're just gonna talk about them like they're pieces of trash.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Ricky.
Oh no! You can't make fun of me of a blog that's making fun of me on my own show.
I can too.
Oh, I hate you. This is from Amy.
Okay.
Hey, Ricky, and all the other foul people. Happy 200th episode to you.
That's
happy
not Amy. Why that's
Amy
you.
Sounds like a man.
Happy more, 200 more, you crazy people. And here's 200 more.
It's actually Ramblin', the Ramble Redhead.
And that's what I do at RambleRedhead.com. Vote for me at the podcastawards.com. Happy 200th episode. I hope you put this on the actual show and not wait 3 months to post it. Anyway, have a most wonderful day. I love you guys. You guys are hilarious.
Oh,
anyway, love you guys. Be good. Happy 200th episode.
Okay, so
Billy.
That was not Amy.
No.
That was Tom from the Ramble Redhead Show. Thank you for calling us. We appreciate it. He's awesome.
That was loud and boisterous.
Did you hear those... Beep, beep. Did you hear that?
No.
All right, because I have to make sure that that doesn't play through.
What was it?
Because I'm deleting as I'm going through.
Oh.
So, yes, thank you, Ramble Redhead, for calling. We appreciate it very much, even though Nicole hates redheads.
Yes, I do.
We got to discuss the redheads a little bit. Because yesterday... I go, so, because she was like, oh yeah, I would suck the HIV out of
David Beckham
so hard. And I was like, no, wait, hold on.
Oh my God, that sounds so horrible.
I know. I go, so if David Beckham had red hair and red body hair, would you still suck the HIV out of him? And she's like, oh...
No, only HIV from the hot David Beckham.
Oh, you know you would.
No, I would not. Especially if he had the horrible, like, brown freckles all over. And, like, orange eyelashes and eyebrows. I'll pass on the Beckham.
You cannot stand the orange eyelashes, can you? That's the deal breaker, isn't it?
It's so freaky. It makes them look like aliens or something. Their eyes are just so weird like that.
Sorry, redheads.
They scare me a little.
It's your phobia?
Yes, my redhead phobia. I bet it's a real one.
All right, well...
Redheaded phobia.
This is actually Amy, so here we go. Here we go.
Okay.
Hey, Saw Monkeys. It's Amy. I just wanted to wish you a happy 200th episode, and you guys rock. Keep up the good work. Love you. Bye.
Oh, she loves us.
That was sweet. And
Amy. Heart- oh, I'm talk over talking. I'm sorry.
Why did you say Amy?
Because I was in the middle of saying her name, and then I felt bad for over-talking you. So, like, you I extended bitch. It. Oh. Amy actually used to listen to the show back in the day, like, when Gina was on the show.
BN, before Nicole.
Yeah, and then she stopped listening when Herb was on the show.
I was going to say, you know it wasn't when I got on there.
No, because our show's, like, more popular than ever. Excuse me.
Duh.
My show is more popular than ever.
Our show.
Whatever, bitch.
Shut up.
All right, so our next call, and thank you, Amy, for calling. We really appreciate it.
Yes,
and
thank
keep
you.
Keep listening. We love you.
Your name is entered into the contest.
Yes, it is. And here we go with Archer.
Hey, Ricky, this is Archer from Archer Radio. I'm calling to wish you a big congratulations for your 200th episode. Anybody else want to say anything? Wahoo!
Hey, everybody, it's Princess Anna from Without Smearing My Eyeliner. I say keep up the good work, and please keep grossing me out while I'm at work every day.
Ricky, you want to say anything for your 200th episode?
Well, I like how excited Larkin was.
Woohoo! All right. That's you!
Do some poppers and do it again.
Well, I'm going to save those for Big Daddy. So congratulations, Ricky and Samantha, and what's the other one's name?
Nicole. Oh, no, you didn't.
Well, because you guys haven't podcasted for so long, I don't know. Anyway, let's hang up. Say goodbye to Ricky.
Congratulations. Bye,
Ricky.
Bye, Ricky.
I don't think Archer should be in the contest.
Why is that?
Because he forgot the most important person's name, mine.
Oh. He goes, what's that other one's name?
Yeah. I didn't even know my gender. I could have been Phil Collins or something. He wouldn't have known. He was just like that other person, you know, that dude. No, it's Nicole, bitch.
Well, Archer suffers from CRS. He can't remember shit. He's old. He's like actually older than me.
Is that where you caught it?
Yeah. I'm catching my oldness. I'm checking my elderliness from him. Thanks, Archer.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, so thank you, Archer. Archer's been a great supporter of the show. I love his show. Go over and listen to archerradio.com. And then all the other people that were on that show, too. I can't remember.
Oh.
I was drinking a little that night.
Right.
I was. All right, the next one. From your favorite, Big Fatty.
Oh!
Here we go. Wait,
Big Fatty!
I love it! Here we go.
Okay.
When your show is getting old, but it's still solid gold, happy 200th.
I love that! Big Fatty wins! I'm making an executive decision. Big Fatty should win.
Oh, damn. Executives. And, okay, I'm president.
Of the hair club for men.
Oh! You're such a bitch! Oh, my God, you're such a bitch! I fucking hate you right now!
Giving me the silent laughter. Oh my.
Oh, that was great.
Oh, I liked it.
All right. Next call is from Bjorn.
I ain't sending you no fucking facts. Hey, it's Bjorn, Dallas. Dallas wanted to wish you a happy fucking 200 fucking episodes. Fucktards, fucknuts, all those fucking haters out there, you know. They didn't say you could do it. Here you are 200 episodes later. Still fucking awesome. Fucking all over the place. I'm going to say fuck as many fucking times as I fucking can. fuck. Oh, and fuck Nicole, fuck Samantha, and fuck Ricky, because you had a fucking awesome. Fuck on, dude. I do that.
Fuck on. I like his call.
Fuck on, man.
Let's try to make that like a popular catchphrase.
Oh, like fetch?
Yeah. Fuck on, man. Fuck on.
We could totally do it. We should, that's our saying now, like on the show. It's fuck on, man.
Yes, let's do it.
Bjorn loves us so much, he called twice.
Sweet. He wants to win that book.
I know. Here we go.
Hey, Ricky, Nick Hole, and Stephanie, Samantha. Sorry, I don't know why I said Stephanie. Oh, yeah, I'm talking to my friend Stephanie. I'm an idiot. Okay, this is Bjorn from Dallas, and I wanted to just call, and I really appreciate getting your episode today, even though it was released on the 30th, because Nick Hole had to go and break the feed. Stupid Nick Hole. Oh, by the way, Christian has a huge... fat hole. Sorry, Brian. I figured, you know, since they make fun of you, Ricky, I might as well make fun of them on your show. That stupid twist or, you know, yellow Piana Snow show out of L.A., whatever their name is. But, you know, butt sounds like the Duggar's vagina, you know.
Great channel.
Okay, that's enough making an ass of myself. Have a good time and keep up the good episodes. I'm so excited for 199.
Oh, I guess that wasn't 200. That was like one. Okay, yeah.
193.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry, Christian and Brian, that other listeners have to call into my show to make fun of you. And you sound like the Duggar's pussy.
That sounds like the Twister ride at Universal Studios.
I know. What they did is they took one of the Duggars, the Duggar mom. You know who the Duggars are, right?
Yes.
They took 18 the Duggar kids mom. Accounting. They took the Duggar mom, and then whenever the wind blows, all they do is have her open her legs.
Oh, damn. I know. Her kids just, like, walk out ready for life.
I know, right?
They're like, bye, Mom!
Bye, Mom! It's time!
Thanks for housing me. I'm ready to go get a job.
Thanks for housing me.
Oh, God. This show is going to take forever.
I know. Here we go. Next call. This is from... Okay. Oh, thank you, Bjorn, for calling. He's been a great, great addition to the show. He's always calling us and contacting us. He's a great friend online. I hope to meet him one day. It's going to be awesome. Exactly. We should totally go on a tour.
A tour?
Yeah, like a Foul Monkeys tour of the United States. How awesome would that be?
A traveling show.
Oh my God, that would be awesome. I wish we had money. Record...
Exactly. Exactly. If they want to donate to our traveling show, have at it.
Yeah, but they have to get us in Winnebago first.
No, we'll just go in your Beetle.
It's too crowded.
Why?
It's too
just
crowded.
Just gonna be me and you.
Yeah, and all the equipment, and we have to take our animals.
Why do we have to take our animals?
Well, who's going to take care of them?
I have people that live in my house.
I don't.
Your dog can come to my house.
Oh, because I might be living with you.
Exactly.
How crazy is that going to be?
Oh, my God. It will be fun for everyone.
It'll be like 24/7 Foul Monkeys recording podcast gold.
Maybe not so much all okay. the time.
Here's Brian.
Okay.
Hello, my Sallies. This is Brian, a.k.a. Green Schmoodle, not to be confused with Mr. Green. Anyway, so I got three things to say. First of all, congratulations on your 200th episode. Woohoo!
Thank you.
Yay! Congratulations. Okay. Okay, so I have a story for you, even though I have a feeling this contest is over, but I'll share it anyway.
Aww.
My most embarrassing sexual moment was actually not mine. Or... the person who was embarrassing for, but it was his father. So my best friend and I were cleaning his room one day because he needed to clean his room anyways. And so it was like 3 o'clock at night, or 3 o'clock in the morning, and I guess his dad had woken up, and his dad came in into his room. First of all, in his just white, whitey tidies, which is embarrassing enough, okay?
Hot.
To say, hey, what up? You know, I woke up, so I'm going to say hi. Okay, so he was in his whitey tidies. But he also had...
Okay, before... I think it's tidy whiteys, Brian.
Yeah, me too.
Tighties. Dyslexic bitch. Sorry, Brian.
You're breaking up, Ricky.
Oh, you're not running anything else on your computer, are you? You cannot run anything else.
What do you mean?
You can't have instant messengers up. You can't be looking online. You can't do that.
I have an instant messenger up, but it's been up.
Is there anything else?
And I'm writing an email.
Okay, then you should be good. Here we go. We're finished.
No, nothing's printing. I'm on a friggin' laptop.
Okay, here we go.
Dried cum on his shoulder. I was so embarrassed for my friend. I was like, oh my god. Oh my god. And the dad didn't even realize. It was so embarrassing. But yeah, that's the most embarrassing thing that I've ever witnessed as far as sexually. And then one more thing. What was it? I was going to shamelessly plug my podcast, which is That's What She Said podcast.com. Ricky, I haven't listened to it, but everyone else, it's fabulous. So give it a try. All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Now, I don't know about all.
How did he get dried cum on his shoulder?
The dad. He must have been beaten off or something. It landed
and
up on his
shoulder.
And
shot all the way up there?
Dude, that happens all the time to me. It shoots up on the wall behind me usually. Oh.
That is such an over-freaking share.
Oh, and you have wood walls, too. That's going to be weird.
We don't have wood walls.
And isn't your walls made of, in your that room where your sister is?
No.
Isn't that wood paneling in there?
No.
Oh, well, whatever it is, it's going to be covered.
You're so wrong and gross.
It shoots really far sometimes.
Well, I've been a party to that, but I've just... I was always there. I don't picture it doing that when you're by yourself.
Oh, you only think it magically happens when there's a woman around?
Well, no, but when there's someone else, not when you're by yourself, it should just go bleep.
Uh-uh. It's like, it can hit the ceiling and everything. Listeners, if you've ever beat off and it hit the ceiling or the wall, please call and tell Nicole, because I know it's a more common thing than what she thinks.
They must have, like, a friggin' geyser for a penis if it's gonna hit the ceiling.
Oh!
Or else they have really low ceilings.
Dude, we have to thank someone for sending us presents.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Joe from Dallas sent us awesome presents.
Yes.
In the mail. He sent us DVDs. He sent me Taxicab Confessions.
Tell him what else he sent you.
He sent me he sent us candy.
That's not what I meant.
He sent a DVD.
Tell him the name.
The Amityville Horror House.
No, that's not the one.
And he kind of sort of
Trailer sent, Park Bareback Boys.
Did you have to cover your mouth so no one could hear you?
Well, I just wanted to make sure that it was heard.
Yeah, and let me tell you, one of the clips in there, a guy shoots like 10 feet.
Oh, please. There's someone behind him with yogurt.
Not yogurt. But thank you, Joe. We really appreciate it. We love anything that comes to the post office box. You know, we got more Christmas cards. It was great. We love
that
stuff.
Comes to the post office box.
Yeah, comes. You can even, you should send us thank you cards and, like, instead of licking the envelope, just wipe it with your cum. And then we'll have Nicole open it with her teeth.
I don't hardly think so.
What? What's wrong with that?
Let's don't and say we did.
Okay. All right. Brian called back again. Let's see what this dumbass has to say.
Okay.
Shit, I forgot something. Ugh. Sorry. It's Christians and I's podcast. He does most of the work. I just talk, so it's mostly his and mine. So, yes, this is Brian again. Peace.
Yeah, he's trying to take all the credit, but just to let everyone know, I actually invented that podcast because I had them when I was in Los Angeles. They actually met because of me.
Wow.
So yeah, so that podcast, which is called the That's What She Said podcast. Formerly known as Ricky Invented Our Podcast, and this is Christian and Brian. Yeah, that's me. So let's make it all about me.
Let's not.
Oh. All right. Thank you, Brian. You're a great friend. I can't wait to come out and see you guys again. I actually might be moving there.
Nope.
Yeah. Oh, you're not going to let me?
No, I'm putting a friggin' collar and chain on you.
But what's different?
You're mine now. You are mine now.
Oh. Okay. I wasn't aware I was property now.
Yes. You're the Isle of Ricky. And I own you.
All right, here's Brother Casey.
Hello, foul monkeys. This is Brother Casey from Boise, Idaho.
First ooh, I can't really.
Congratulations on 200 shows. Love them. Fucking hilarious. Love y'all. Goodbye.
He was a little quiet there in the beginning. Brother Casey, we're going to have to ask you to call in and be a little louder.
Right. Be like all the other people that call in and just say random, stupid, loud shit.
Right, because that's what our show is about. Stupid, exactly. Random, loud shit.
That's so true.
Oh, remember what we were talking about in the car yesterday? On the way home? And I was like...
Periods?
Yeah, I was like, I always wonder this, if... I was like, I always wonder if, like, on the pad or the tampon when it comes out, if it looks like skin with blood on it.
Oh, God. That's so, like... Why would you even wonder that?
It happens. Don't you ever think about, like, bloody buttholes or something?
No!
No? Oh, maybe no. That's just me. You know who I bet... You know who I think thinks about bloody buttholes all the time?
Who?
Christian, because he has a bloody butthole, I bet.
He can't help but think about it because he's experiencing it all the time.
Right. Poor bloody butthole.
And the girl with the prolapsed vagina.
Oh, Nessa.
Yeah.
Poor she Nessa thinks of, and her prolapsed she vagina. She thinks she's having a baby every day.
I'm going to wake up my whole house. They were like, what are you cackling about?
Ricky's on the phone.
Sound like my grandma.
What's she cackling about, honey moonshine?
Not quite that bad, but she'd be like, what are you cackling about? Aw, my granny.
Aw. Here we go. We have a call from somebody, and I don't know who it is, so let's here we go.
Fun.
Hey, Ricky, Nicole, congratulations on your 200th episode on Fall Monkeys, and I will leave a joke for you guys. So you all know that Ricky's really, really old, as evidenced by Nicole's stories and jokes and whatnot. So do any of you want to know what Ricky said when he saw Jesus hanging there from the cross?
Uh-huh.
He said, good God, you're well hung. With this amazing gaze in his eyes. Anyways, you guys have fun. And I will see you when I see you. Bye.
That was so completely wrong.
I would never say that to Jesus.
Oh, I'm not touching that one.
That's what she said.
Shut up. You can't go from Jesus to being dirty.
What? No. Why not?
It's inappropriate.
Why is it inappropriate?
Because
this
I don't...
is Foul Monkeys, which in...
I don't
in
do that.
Foul Monkeys, which in Jesus' time meant inappropriate Jesus talk.
Stop. What's the next call? We have a million to get through.
Okay, here we go. DQ Rick.
Hello, Ricky, Samantha, and Nicole. This is DQ Rick, the Dairy Fairy. Just wanted to call and congratulate you on 200 episodes of the Foul Monkeys. Love the show, and here's hoping that you do another 200 episodes, even if you do like to rag on West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, 200 more shows. I don't even know if I can think about that.
That seems like an eternity.
That sounds like an impossibility.
Impossible.
But thank you, DQ Rick. Yeah, he's always... I'm always talking about West Virginia because there's some fucked up people over there, let me tell you. They is crazy.
Wrong turn.
Wrong turn. Exactly. Watch that movie and you'll see exactly what West Virginia people are like. All of them. All of them are the same.
Aw. Don't hate on the inbreds. I mean,
oh. All right, here we go. Next call. Frank.
Hey, Ricky, it's Frank. I just wanted to call and wish you and Nicole and Samantha a happy 200th episode. And I hope you bring that sweet ass back to California soon. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Hey!
Mama wants a piece of that sweet ass!
That was Frank, which is Brian's boyfriend, and they're all on the show together. Yes, I'm going to say it again. It's called That's What She Said Podcast. Whatever, go check them out because they're real funny. Haha. Whatever.
They're not as funny as us, so that's all we'll say.
Of course not. They have like sound clips and stuff, though.
We could do that.
Can you figure it out for us?
Let's just steal their whole show format and idea.
Oh, okay, cool.
And we've announced it, so now they'll be prepared.
Yeah, then their feelings won't be hurt.
Right, because we've just said that we're going to steal it. So thanks, in advance.
Okay, here we go, next call. Holly!
You're done.
Hey, everybody, it's Holly. I just wanted to call and wish you guys a happy 200th episode. Congratulations. Great job. Bye.
Oh, Perky. She's a cheerleader.
She's from Minnesota.
I totally was picturing her in, like, a varsity sweater.
Really? What else? Like, big tits?
Yeah, and a little tiny skirt and pigtails.
And you were going to, like, start finger-banging her and stuff?
No.
No? Oh, I thought maybe you would have seen that.
I didn't picture all of that.
Oh, maybe that was just me. Sorry.
Oh.
That's kind of weird.
Awkward. I thought you were gay. Surprise!
Awkward, I am. I was just jealous of her sweater top.
Right. With the word varsity across the chest.
Right.
You're just mad because your boobs are bigger than hers.
Oh, no. I've seen Holly's boobies. They're bigger than mine. You're a bitch, Nicole.
I'm just going to change my name to that because that's what you call me all the time.
What? Bitch, whore, slut, cunt.
You never say that, and if you did, I'd punch you in the fucking face.
Oh, tomorrow it's on. Tomorrow your name's cunt.
Yep.
Cunt. Hello?
I'm going to be silent for the rest of the show.
Impossible. Thank you, Holly, for calling. She's from the We're Mean Because You're Stupid podcast. Go check them out. Love ya. All right, next call. Joe from Dallas. He's the guy that sent us the gift. And when we say gift, we don't mean HIV.
Hey, Ricky, Nicole, and Samantha. This is Joe from Dallas. Just wishing you all a happy 200th episode. Keep it foul, and I'll keep listening.
He sounds spunky.
Yep.
That's all you have to say?
I'm mad at you right now.
Oh, so you're mad at me, so you have to be, like, shitty to all the listeners?
I'm only being shitty to you. They can feel my inner joy.
I can hear that inner joy. Mm-mm. It's amazing.
Fuck you. You just wait at work tomorrow. Just wait.
Just wait.
I'm fired. You're fired.
We're all fired. Did we talk about that on the show? We have to get Samantha. Oh, okay, cool. All right, next call is from Kevin.
Hello, Foul Monkeys. This is Kevin in Oakland Park, Florida. I've never called a podcast before, so I decided to pop my podcast calling cherry by calling you to wish you a happy 200 episode. Now that that's out of the way, I have to break out a jar of cherry flavor haterade and say that you guys are beaches. That's right, Nicole. I said beaches, not bitches. That's because you all deserve a screaming seagull. Ricky knows why. Anyway, don't pot bait and happy 200.
It totally sounded like he was reading from a script. And what the hell is a screaming seagull?
You don't know what a screaming seagull... I've told you what a screaming seagull is.
Well, if you did, I don't remember.
A screaming seagull is when a guy is fucking a girl on the beach, and right before he comes, he sticks his dick in the sand.
He puts his dick in the sand and
then puts it in her. Right.
Burns. Pussy.
It burns her and... hurts, burns, and scratches that pussy.
Ew.
Ew.
I would chop off the dick if a guy tried to give me a screaming seagull. I would pull a Lorena Bobbitt on his screaming seagull.
How much do we love a Lorena Bobbitt? Would you throw it in the ocean and let the fishes eat it?
No, I'd say, come here, Fido, and throw it.
Ew. You know who would, you know who would eat it? Sophie.
Oh, my God, Ricky.
What?
Guess what I had to do today?
What?
I came home from eating dinner.
Yeah.
And I was watching her because she was walking all around and being all retarded. And I was like, what are you doing? So she goes and lays behind a chair where she's been laying
and
recently, which
up.
Is very suspicious. No, I heard like a weird sound. So I looked and she was chewing on the chair and had tons of little wood bits scattered all behind the chair and blobs of like cotton that she ripped out from underneath.
Oh, my God.
And I said, you get in this cage. And I put her in the cage. And then I went, got the vacuum cleaner and vacuumed right by the cage. And she was terrified. That's what she
did. So every time she chews on something, you're going to have to bring that vacuum cleaner out and scare the fuck out of her.
And throw her in the cage so she can't get away.
All right. So next call.
Yes.
Okay. This is from Taylor Taffy and Rodan. From Pod is My Co-Pilot. So here we go.
Hey guys, this is Taylor the Latte Boy from Pod is My Co-Pilot.
And silence. We're in awe of
that's
Taylor.
Why, you know what? That's really what Ricky and the gang mean to us. We're speechless. There are no words we could come up with that would describe the euphoric joy that Foul Monkeys brings to our lives.
Wow. Good
Her
save.
Her plate is hard right now just thinking about the fact that you guys have done 200 episodes.
Oh, that makes me tired. That's
200
amazing.
200 episodes. We are,
tying so, your shoes makes you tired.
At least I can
Ricky knows
my
saw that.
Oh. Anyways.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to him. Really, we're going to fight on
Well, never mind.
We're going to fight on the congratulations for Monkeys for 200.
That is Pod is My Co-Pilot, all right.
Well, it is.
That's the way we do it, guys. Anyway, congratulations on 200 wonderful episodes. As I told Ricky the other night, every time I listen to your show, it makes me smile.
Aww. Yeah, but was he going down on you the other night when you told him this?
Mm-hmm. Congratulations, guys.
Congratulations.
I hate you.
Ricky, come smell balls with me again.
I want to see Ricky again.
Jesus.
They're never going to play that.
And that's how we're going to end it. They're never going to play that.
And guess what? We're playing it.
We're playing it to make you look stupid. No, exactly. They know I love them. Taylor, Taffy, and Rodan. I love them.
Why are those their names?
Well, they don't use their real names on their show because they're smart. Elizabeth Smart.
I like using my real name.
Well, you know, some people like to keep
anonymity.
Yeah, you know, that's how they be.
Well, that's retarded.
That's retarded.
I like to have people know who I am.
Oh, yeah?
If I ever publish a book, it's being under my real name,
and
not some pseudonym.
What's your real name?
Nicole.
Nick Hole.
No. Nicole.
Nick Hole.
Don't make me give out your full name, which you hate.
No, don't.
I'm gonna if you don't shut up.
Hate you, bitch. Here we go, next call.
Okay.
Oh, make sure you go listen to Pod is My Co-Pilot. They're a great bunch of people. They're great. They're wonderful. And Taylor and Rodan are kind of sexy. I always wondered if they ever will touch each other for me in that dirty way. And Taffy can film that. Taffy can film that because she's just a dirty whore like that.
Oh,
they love me.
Sweet.
We can talk about them like that. I know. That's why you love yourself so much.
Fuck you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here we go.
Hey, this is Liza Minnelli. I wanted to wish you a happy 200th episode. Yes. So awesome.
Liza? Who was being Liza Minnelli just then?
I don't know who it was. I know who it was, but I don't want to give it away because they might not want to let people know.
Who was it?
I love Liza Minnelli. I'll tell you later.
Oh.
Biatch. Thank you, Liza, for calling. We really appreciate it. Mm-hmm.
Thanks. Why did you marry David Guest? This is like the biggest mistake of your life.
Can you call and tell us? Because we really want to know.
Why did you let him suck off your face for like 20 minutes when you got married?
Yeah, and why did you beat him and then turn around and let him sue you because you caused mental anguish and it caused him to get Botox shots in his head to cure his headaches?
Why did you have Michael Jackson as your best man or your maid of honor?
Because he was sleeping with her husband.
No, probably. And her husband's grandkids. Ugh,
gross.
Oh, poor Michael.
I know.
Oh, that's... Ooh,
come
I can't
here,
wait
let me
I just had an I just had an idea, and I'll tell you about it tomorrow when we're planning.
Okay.
When we start planning.
Okay. And here's the next phone call. Here we go.
Happy 200th episode. 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 This is Luna. Bye.
I think she was saying happy 200th episode. What do you think?
Yeah, I think she was really congratulating us on our 200th episode. Maybe not. Maybe we didn't get that.
I don't know. I'm not quite sure. Maybe we should play that again to verify what she was talking
about.
Okay,
hold on. Let's do that. Here we go.
Happy 200th episode. 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 Bye.
That's like the funniest part right there. When she was like...
She goes... Happy 200th episode. I don't know what to say here, so happy 200th episode.
That's Luna. She's from Virginia. She fucking rocks because she's from Virginia. And hopefully one day I'll get to meet her when I go back home. But thank you for listening. She's been listening for a while, too. She's like the best. And she has a cute name.
Luna.
Luna.
Luna and Molly, the clown and her dolly, on the big... comfy couch. I'm done.
What's that?
It's a show.
Oh, let's keep it that way and not sing it anymore. Thanks.
Fuck you.
Here we go. This is Melanie from Don't Quit Your Day Job. Okay, here we go. Let's try this again. There we go.
Hello, Pumpkins. This is Melanie from Don't Quit Your Day Job, and I'm calling to congratulate you on your 200th episode. Yay! Someday we hope to get to our 200th episode, but I think it's going to take a lot of margaritas. Anyway, congratulations, Pumpkins. Love you. Bye.
You know what? You should totally hook up with Melanie, like chat with her, because she's a writer. Like, she writes books and stuff.
Okay.
And you know, you like to write and stuff too.
You're right, I do. I'm writing right now, actually.
Maybe you should submit something to her and let her read it and see what she thinks.
She's not an editor.
No, but she knows how to write a book. She could read it and tell you what's good and what's not.
I know how to write a book. I have several that are done.
Oh, well, I don't see anybody buying them fuckers.
Because I haven't been published. But I have completed books.
They're smut books.
Numerous books.
Numerous smut books.
No, actually, they're not smut books.
Mm-hmm.
They're mystery.
Go check out Don't Quit Your Day Job. They're awesome. Love them. Mwah. Here we go. Next call.
How many more calls are there? I'm so sick of calls.
We have four, bitch. Shut up. Here we go.
Four.
Hello, Ricky, Nicole, and Samantha. This is Nessa. I just wanted to call and congratulate you all on your 200th episode. I have to say I'm very glad that Ricky stalked me on the MySpace and told me that I should listen again because at first I didn't like you. But anyway, I just wanted to say that I really love your show.
Wait.
Didn't like who?
Who did she not like?
Well, let's think of it. She was listening to you once before, right?
Yeah.
She stopped listening because she didn't like you?
I don't know if it's me or someone else or you. Nessa, we're going to need you to call in and clarify, please.
Yeah, so I can know what kind of a horrible poem to write about you.
You've already wrote her a good poem.
I'll write her a fucking horrible poem.
Oh, okay. Well, let's finish her call and see what else we need to write about.
Okay.
It's become one of my favorites. It's become something that I've looked forward to listening to. And I don't care what any of the haters out there say. I love the fucking Diarrhea song. Anyways, I love you guys. And here's to 200 more because I refuse to let you stop. All right. Congratulations, guys. Bye.
We haven't done a good diarrhea poem lately, have we?
We haven't done a lot of things lately.
I know. We're lazy bitches.
We are, really.
And you, like, need to do some poems.
I don't want to do poems. It's so stressful.
That was Nessa from... Actually, she has a podcast called Stars and Tartan. Go check it out. It's her and her... Oh, my God. Hot... voiced Scottish husband. You know who he sounds like? The P.S. I Love You guy.
Gerard Butler.
Yes, he sounds
exactly... Because he's Scottish.
He sounds exactly like him. And the other day we were on Skype, and he said he wanted to suck my penis in Scott, and he said it in his little Scottish voice, and it like really turned me on.
Did he really say, "Want to suck your penis"?
Well, something to that effect. It was more like, "Hi, how are you?" But anyway.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. This is Pat from Don't Quit Your Day Job. Here we go.
Hey there, monkeys. This is Patrick from Don't Quit Your Day Job. You asked for anniversary greetings for your 200th episode, and I didn't want to let you down. You know, I think I can best express myself in song. So, congrats on your 200th podcast. Ricky, Sam, and Nicole, you're just great. I meant Samantha. Yes, congrats on your 200th podcast. Let's have more diarrhea songs. We really cannot wait. You are cool, kids, it's true, and your listeners love you. You're so gross, but you're funny as hell. So congrats on your 200th podcast, and 200 more would be swell.
I fucking loved that. So much. If you could see my face right now, I have the biggest, like, retarded smile on my face. That was so cool.
I love it. I think it's awesome. We should keep it and play it on every episode.
Yeah. I like how he's like, "We love your diarrhea songs. You're gross, but you're swell." And I like how he's like, "Ricky, Sam, Nicole, I miss
and Samantha." Pat's part of the Don't Quit Your Day Job podcast. Go check them out. They always have funny shit like that all the time. Like, they do these skits at the beginning. They're, like, funny as hell.
Didn't they do Ask Master Theater?
Yes, Ask Master Theater. Pat did that, yes.
Loved it.
We need a little bit more Ask
Master Theater.
Ask Master Theater. I'm retarded.
You are.
It's late.
And you're old and you're fat.
Damn, why don't you just put the gun in my fucking mouth for me? You bitch. Are you okay? What are you doing? Are you okay?
I'm laughing at you. Because you're like, "Just put the gun in my fucking mouth." All right, I will, since you asked.
All right, next call.
Somebody's going to have to be a musket, because you're so...
Are you snapping yourself?
Now I collapsed my hands.
A musket.
Where you gotta pour the powder in.
I'd run away before you could shoot me with it.
I'll have it pre-packed and loaded.
You can just stab me instead. Chop off my head.
With a bayonet.
Yeah. Oh, God. Alright, here we go. This is Freddy. Maybe. Here we go.
Hello, Ricky, Samantha, and Nicole. This is Freddie in Austin, Texas, and I was just calling to wish you a very happy 200th episode. Y'all three crack my shit up every single time I hear you, and it's like being in a group of good friends. Sometimes I wish I were sitting there with you being a part of it, and other times I'm really glad I'm not. You do us a favor and give us 200 more episodes. Heidi, bye.
It's kind of scaring me that they're asking us to do 200 episodes.
Why does everyone want 200 more? That's a lot.
I know, right?
That's a commitment that we'll have to be very dedicated to keep this sort of a commitment.
And, like, what's our reasoning? I mean, you know.
Yeah, I mean, what's in it for us? Recognition?
I guess accolades. Songs like Pat's in us that make us laugh and smile.
Accolades. Glory.
Ooh, accolades. Big word.
I'm a writer, bitch.
I'm a writer,
and not
bitch.
The feather quill like you.
Oh, sassies. You're a bitch.
Ooh, burn.
Burn. I'm going to take you to the burn unit. All right, I think we have one more call. Let's see here. Here we go, one more call. I have no idea who this is.
Oh, God.
Hey, man, for the 200th episode from your secret little voice listener.
Okay, where's Miss Piggy? Where's Gonzo? Animal!
Oh, God. I love that voice. It kind of sounds like... Wasn't that like the voice of the thing off She-Ra, the little cartoon thingy?
I don't remember.
You remember She-Ra, where she at the end of the show...
Yes, I remember She-Ra.
You remember at the end of the show where you had to find the little cartoon character in the hidden stuff?
No, I don't remember
that. Yeah,
that
was part of it, but I think that's how he talked like that.
That was Kermit.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh, he just said, or whoever that was, said Kermit voiced listener.
Oh, is that what he said?
Play it again.
Hold on. You're bossy, bitch. Here we go.
I'm bossy.
Hey, man, for the 200th episode from your secret little voice listener.
I don't think that's what he said, or she said.
I think so.
I don't know. Whatever. It's like it's all cool.
Okay. God, it's hot in my room.
Yeah, with them rubbing your pussy lips together.
Oh. Can you hear the fan?
No.
Okay, good.
Okay, good.
Shut up.
You shut up.
You.
Yo.
Yo. See, you shut up.
I'm trying to respond to an email, too, at the same time.
Oh, see?
I know, I'm badsies.
I'm writing a long-ass email. I've been writing it for like an hour.
Oh, because you're writing a dirty email to somebody, right?
Heck yeah.
So
it's very dirty.
This is... Oh, we've been recording for 53
minutes. Well, the
Skype
call has lasted 58 minutes.
Yeah, so we're at 53, so it's time for us to go.
Okay.
But I want to thank everyone that's ever listened to our show, even if you're a fucktard like Bob the Great, thank you for listening to our show. We really appreciate it. We love the feedback, and we need more feedback. We're going to make a couple changes to our show.
Yep.
It's not going to be a big difference, but we're going to try to keep it less random, as it usually is. It's going to be
maybe
hard.
Maybe some randomness can still be in there.
Oh, okay. So you're changing your mind now, Ho?
No, I'm saying because everyone has said they love how we're just like, you know, it's like hanging out with friends and chatting or whatever, and it's just random. Some random can stay, but we will have some other changes.
Okay.
Okay.
We're going to like try to have like segments and stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe. We're going to try to get segments, but maybe not.
Right. We'll just let you know.
An idea, but maybe not an idea.
We'll just let you know on 201.
Exactly.
And they listen to 201, and it's the exact same as all the other shows.
And they'll be like, the show's no different. Where's the changes?
So did you guys like us over Skype? Are we as funny over Skype as we are in person?
Yeah.
I think we are. I think we're funny because we know each other and we know what each other look like when we laugh, so.
I've noticed lately when I really laugh at something hard, my lips, like, pull back over my teeth and I kind of remind myself of, like, a dog, like, burying its teeth. If something is really funny, I'm like, ha, 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 and my lips go back and I feel like I'm showing my teeth like an animal would.
You know what that means? It means, like, you're a true bitch. Like, fucking true bitch dog.
Right.
Okay, well.
Oh, we have to also tell people to, you know, send us their who's a celebrity they would let give them HIV.
What celebrity would you suck the HIV from?
Yeah, we all know mine is David Beckham. Not a red-headed Beckham, but a normal-headed Beckham.
Did I say who mine was?
I don't think you did. You might have, but I don't remember. Okay. Who is it?
I don't know. I have to think about that.
You can say on the next episode.
Okay. And everyone else, give us a call, 206-984-FOWL. Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Send us stuff at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802. Oh, we got 4 more iTunes reviews. 4 or 5 fucking stars. We're awesome.
Yeah, we are.
And you're going to have to start working on poems. And so, yeah, that's the show. That's an hour show. We got an hour show out of the calls that we got.
Because we talked about, like, everything in between.
I know, right? And we'll be drawing the name for the book and this extra little surprise inside the book. Or
we should draw it and then just announce who won it on the next episode, and then we can just send it to them.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Okay.
So, okay, this is Ricky.
And this is Nicole.
And thank you for downloading episode 200, and we'll see you soon. Goodbye.